Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of the USA Prepares class. And hour number two is complete seriousness. No more doublespeak this hour. This is absolutely the truth that we're telling you. First hour, we were just having some fun. And I wanted to see with Rick, what would happen if we did twice doublespeak? How would it affect our ratings? Our ratings are high. I don't get it. I absolutely don't get it. Does this mean that we are teaching you to ferret out the truth for yourself? Does it mean that people like just the sound of Rick Miller's voice? What is it? What is it that causes people to listen to us doing absolute doublespeak, which we're not going to do anymore this, you know, today? And I told the class, I told all of you that if we ever do it again, we will tell you we're going to do it and up front. And that's what we did the last hour. Okay. A lot of what we said made absolutely no sense. And I didn't get a chance to say this, but this is true. I worked for a Fortune 100 company, and I had a boss, and he was a pretty interesting guy. It was a lot of fun. And we had a corporate, not like a newspaper, but it was like a flyer that would come out, and you know, things were happening, anniversaries and new projects that the company was working on. It would come out once a month, and it had a classified section where you could put a free ad. Well, I decided that just as a lark, I would put an ad in the paper for using my boss's telephone number at work, you know, his extension. And I said that, you know, for sale, there was an anectizer with pilus blades and a full bore. Now, let me spell anectizer. E-N-E-C-D-I-Z-E-R. And it had pilus blades, P-I-L-U-S, next word, blades, B-L-A-D-E-S, and a full bore, B-O-R-M. And I put call Bob at his phone number. You know, people called him up. They wanted to know what it was that he was selling. Then another time I put an ad in the paper. For his car, I had an old Porsche 914, a little four-cylinder. I bought it for, I think, $1,800 or $2,000. And he liked it so much, he bought one. So I decided that I would put an ad in the newspaper, the corporate rag, for his car. And a ridiculously low price. Every clerk in the company was calling him, wanting to buy his car because, you know, it's like, I don't know, $600 or something like that. But, you know, we've had fun over the years with what might be called practical jokes back then. But now I think that there's laws against that kind of stuff. So, Rick, did you, in all seriousness, did you pull any practical jokes?
I've had to begin selling my rare library just to survive. I've sold my Aleister Crowley books. I've sold my tarot deck. I've sold, I put my car, my 280Z, up for sale. It's terrible what's happening in America right now.
Are you serious? You're selling your 280Z?
I'm going to have to. I have no choice.
Oh, man, don't sell that.
It's terrible, Vincent. You know what's happening on your farm.
Absolutely.
Look at me. My only source of income is from books. And I haven't had a book sale in weeks. How does that work? Well, I look on Amazon, and, you know, they have a rating on how popular your title is for different books that you sell. My Magical and Ritual Use series are on Amazon Prime. They're robust. And yet, that's Simon & Schuster. And Simon & Schuster says they're not doing print on demand, but they are, because there they are. And I've asked them for an accountability. That's when they stopped taking my phone calls. Now, that's just old books I've written from 50 years ago. And I have been selling books for 50 years, and I have never, ever experienced what's happening to me now in my book sales and my various titles. I don't know. I don't understand it. And I can't get there from here. And if I were to, you know what Amazon is? Amazon is a giant parking lot with flea markets. And do you think that they care what crime is going on out there? No, they don't give a, it's not their problem. Some of it's real, some of it's not. I have a sense it's somebody I know. I don't know how to prove it. Every time I call Amazon, I get someone from the Philippines that can't even pronounce my name. When my girlfriend Julie asks for escalation, the same person comes on with a different name. And we busted them on that. They're criminals. And yet, they're allowed to get away with it, and everything is fine, and everybody supports Amazon. And if you think Amazon's the problem, it started with Ingram and Barnes & Noble. And now, Google is the worst criminal of all of them with their AI. And this is all happening right now to people like me. I am literally, when I was kidding you about Taco Bell, I'm not kidding. I actually am going to have to take a job doing something like Taco Bell. Literally. That's me and all of my polymath. Now, you tell me what's wrong with our society, and I'll say to you that everybody out there is a criminal.
Rick, it's really bad here at the farm, too. Okay. We use electrical fence tape, and it's this polyethylene plastic ribbon about a half inch wide. It's white, and you know, it's got some UV protection. It has six stainless steel fine wires in it. We electrify it, and we like that way better than barbed wire, because what happens is when the cows bump into it, they just get a shock, and they go, you know what, I'm not going to bump into that anymore. Yes, compared to getting cut up on barbed wire. Well, our fencing, the price of poly tape has gone up so much. We've got miles and miles and miles. I mean, a lot of miles of this run all over the farm. And when it breaks, we just tie it back together, and we've got poly tape that's got, I don't know, 20 knots in a section of poly tape, because we're doing everything we can. Now, maybe years ago, we'd say, you know what, this is so old, maybe we should, you know, not risk using it anymore. It's got so many knots and so much resistance in each knot, and it doesn't carry electricity as well, so maybe we should just throw it away. Nope, we're using it. And we've had to sell half of our herd because we had a drought and we couldn't feed them. Now what we're doing is we're trying to cut hay, but we can't because it's so soggy. Yesterday we had half an inch of rain in 20 minutes. We had some flooding. It's tough. It is, and I'm not crying the blues. I'm just telling people that not only are they having problems with, oh, their jobs have been cutting hours. 200 Walgreens stores are shutting down.
It's funny. It's going to be the Fed has already stopped taking paper money. They have threatened the United States. It is no longer happening. It's all about cryptocurrency. China is falling apart at the seams right now. And while all of this is happening, nobody focused on the fact that Iceland is so bad in the melting of ice right now that parts of New York City are literally, by winter, going to be underwater. Literally. Mm-hmm. And nobody's reporting that. It's well, in the news. You can find it been, in the news.
You and I have been forecasting that for years. You know, as long as we've been on the air together, roughly 8 years, we've been talking about that. You mentioned
the winter that we're about to have is going to be so bad that if you have cattle, there is a high likelihood you're going to lose half of your herd just from the cold. And by 2024, Jet Propulsion Laboratory is now predicting that there will be parts of Canada that are uninhabitable. And that is coming up to a restaurant near you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, welcome, you mentioned...
welcome to the New World Order and what they've been selling us. Everything is false. The only thing I am finding true right now are these TV series like Designated Survivor. That's the only thing that seemingly has any semblance to truth being presented on what's happening around us on a day-to-day basis.
I have another series that I suggest you consider watching. It's called Wayward Pines. Wayward, W-A-Y-W-A-R-D, next word, Pines, P-I-N-E-S. Absolutely riveting. And one of the things that we're finding out about these series that we call them documentaries, if you want, like Designated Survivor, like Jericho, like Survivors from the 1970s, BBC production, one of the things that we're finding is that throughout all of these series, you'll see individual greed, and then you'll see individual stupidity, and then you'll see the combination of individual greed combined with individual stupidity and how it takes a toll on everyone. Well, Designated Survivor has so much individual greed in it. Each person who is working for the federal government at whatever capacity shown in that series, with exception of the president, okay, Kiefer Sutherland plays the president, except for him, pretty much everyone else has an individual agenda, what's in it for that person. And that's the most important thing. They will sell out everyone. Everyone.
Either that or they're caught up in such grief because of their, you know, family dying and or whatever, that their behavior is aberrant for a brief moment, setting off a series of events of that are irreversible.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that is what consciousness is all about and why death is not real. If this place that we're currently enjoying is absolutely not real. There are literally dream states that have more content to reality than consciousness. And I was reading this book, Future Shock, where
That's
our technology is
That's
going so quickly now that we would dream of creating a nuclear power plant without having first in place a way to get rid of nuclear waste. And we still don't have it. And it takes over a year to close down a single nuclear power plant. You just don't turn it off. It takes a full year to power it down. And if you don't understand when the grid goes down, what is going to happen to the New Madrid fault line as just a typical Fukushima times 20.
Hold that thought.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick, a lot of the signs are right in front of us, and tell you what I mean in just a second. You mentioned Future Shock. That's 40 years ago. And in Future Shock, it was a book, and it predicted an electronic frontier. Call that the Internet. Prozac. A YouTube-type thing, cloning, homeschooling, self-induced paralysis of too many choices, instant celebrities, and the end of blue-collar manufacturing. That was 40, well, that was 1970. 1970. Can you imagine that?
Well, that's well, what's happening now. Here we are, at the end of days. Hmm? And nobody sees it because of the distractions.
Let's talk about the end of days. I have in front of me. That's what Rush Limbaugh does. He rattles.
What do you do? Rustling some papers to make it look official.
Yeah, that's what Rush Limbaugh does.
I did that with sneezing.
Yeah. So I have in front of me the flyer from Aldi. It's a small store that's packed with lots of items you can buy, and it's the only business that Walmart is concerned about. Aldi can get more dollars through the register per hour, per unit of measure of time, than Walmart can. They're more efficient. The people who operate the cash registers are the same people who stock the shelves. Even the manager stocks the shelves and literally runs the forklift, operates the register. Everybody does everything, okay? So they lead by example in those stores. Well, Aldi, I have a flyer. It's 4 pages. Okay, it's actually 1 sheet of paper folded into, we'll call it 4 pages. Of these 4 pages, they have things like packaged meats, packaged rolls, deli meats, Coca-Cola, packaged water, packaged cheese food singles, Freezy Pops, Chinese junk like, you know, little inflatable rafts and things for your pool, dog mats, little pool. You can buy some cheap shovels. Things that look like Tupperware containers, folding tables, a little tent, candles, potato chips, crackers, mustard, ketchup, relish, all kinds
of things that make you obese.
Right. Plastic cups, plastic knives, forks, spoons, napkins. Okay. And then one half of the four pages is for fresh fruit. One half of one page. And fresh chicken leg and fresh meat. That's it, period. So 12.5% of this is for fresh food. The rest is Chinese junk and prepared foods. So it's right in front of us. What is happening is right in front of us. You go to Aldi, and I go to Aldi. I'm not saying don't go there. Their quality was better, but their choices are becoming fewer and fewer. The depth of the shelves, less stock, less choices, more Chinese junk to fill our landfills. Okay? More non-food items, more trinkets at Aldi than ever before. Fewer choices. So if you look at Walmart, same thing. What is happening is our food supply is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. It's right in front of our eyes. But do we see it? Not so much, right? So word to the wise, pay attention. And if you don't have yours yet, get it. And I'm talking about your handgun, your shotgun, your rifle. And if you don't have refills for it, get them too. And I'm not just talking about a box of 20. I'm talking about get enough so that you can actually be proficient and do what you mean to do with it. And make sure everybody in the family knows
how to do your own reloads.
Absolutely.
Because you're not going to be able to buy reloads.
And if your government gets what they intend to do, there's going to be a clampdown on these things. So I suggest you consider getting them right away. And if your state allows you to buy one privately, you know, you go to a gun show and there's a guy walking around with a pistol and you think you like it, and you're from that state, and you're not a felon, and he's from that state, and he's not a felon, you can say, can I legally buy this from you? And if he says yes, okay, because I thought I could. Do your own research, and you may want to buy it at less, and no paperwork. And it's perfectly legal in many locations. Check it out. We'll be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Christians around the globe are celebrating Christmas Day today, but it's also happening in space. Six astronauts living aboard the International Space Station are celebrating. Americans Andrew Morgan and Christina Koch have stockings, Santa hats, and even some special food for the day.
Well, Thanksgiving, we just had turkey, so for this holiday, we have special smoked salmon.
We had to come all the way to space to try to get away from fruitcake, but it didn't work. We got some anyway.
We have hot apple cider and hot cocoa.
Last night, Pope Francis celebrated Christmas with a message of love and a reminder that no one is perfect. As he delivered the Mass from St. Peter's Basilica, he told people, you may have mistaken ideas, you may have made a complete mess of things, but the Lord continues to love you. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day of God, you're
when you go to
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Ted in Washington, welcome. You're on with Doc Ram.
Hello, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Can you hear me all right?
Yep, hear you 5x5. Go ahead, Ted.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Well, I had a question for Doc Ram. Several years ago, There was a gentleman out of the Grand Pass Medford area. He was a trucker, and I believe he was a distributor of an oil additive for automotive engines called, it was called McClure CE10. That's Charlie Edward -10. And all I have was an address, but I'm not able to get a hold of this person anymore. I cannot find the lubricant, but it was a heavily lead-based lubricant for automotive engines that was supposed to be quite incredible. Just wanted to ask Buck Ram if he had any information about somebody local there in his neck of the woods.
I remember him also. I don't think he's around anymore. There's been pressure on the use of lead as it in engines because it does work. And, of course, you know, Mopar, et cetera, doesn't really appreciate that. If you want to do what I do, I use Redline Oil. And it's four times the expense in my 280Z, and yet now my 280Z no longer uses oil. I would go through a quart every 2,000 miles or so, and now I have no problem at all. It does not burn it out. My engines are running. My engine is now 300,000 miles on the port with a quarter pound true across each port. So Redline Oil has been how I have now gotten better performance with my engine than using lead. Redline is made with jojoba and other kinds of high temperature oils that will not break down like normal petroleum-based oils will. That's my best to you. I don't know where he is anymore. I remember him from years ago, and now I don't know who he is or where he is because I haven't focused on that as much as I'm now using Redline. I do have a 1976 280Z in mint condition now available for sale if you're up for it. And I can give you a deal, and I will drive it all the way across country and deliver it to you personally if you pay the price.
I appreciate that. I know exactly what you mean. I am very familiar with the Redline brand along with Amsoil, and I do appreciate that. If I come across the address once again, maybe I can forward it to you.
Yeah, you're welcome to do that. Just realize I've been ill. I am getting over 300 email every day, and I'm trying to write, and I have discovered that most of the email I'm now getting is purposefully sent to me as a distraction, trying to stop me from writing. And so I've become ruder to people in that I am no longer as accessible as I used to be because most of it's AI generated and it pisses me off. And to know who's real and who isn't, and even people like Joey, who's my very dear friend, don't understand yet just the extent of what the kinds of attacks I'm currently enjoying. My girlfriend and I are at our wit's end. It has literally made me sick for more than a month. I mean, in depression and just the pressure of not even being able to write. It's just, it's terrible. And hey, I'm not a conspiracist and I'm not a whistleblower. And yet, there is no question I have now become a person of interest. Why? Now, Rick, I'm just empowering people. What's wrong with that? Well, you know, I could go on and on about that part because it's become very clear to me that, and most of it, I don't even know where it's coming from.
Rick, it's not just you. It's happening to a lot of us, including Joey. And
everything's breaking down, by the way. The electronics, like
correct.
My telephone. The quality of my voice right now is one-tenth what it was when I first bought my phones. How does that work?
Now,
everything
what's happened,
is breaking
what
down. Everything.
Quality in everything is going downhill. But to address what you said about helping people. I used to help people all the time. And I've said on the air, probably to my detriment, that I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to do it anymore for the same reason. We get attacked on emails. We get attacked by people we know. People are telling us what to do, what to say. I'm not trolls are not going to tell me what to do. I don't work for trolls. Those guys are parasites. I have no interest in helping them at all. I won't even sell my book because I don't want the trolls to get that information. I don't want, that's how much I don't want to help them. Okay? So as far as, is it just you? No, it's not just you. It's you, it's me, it's Joe, it's all of us. We have now gotten to the point where we don't trust hardly anything. Some guy who looks like he's begging on the street corner for money because he's absolutely broke and he's in a wheelchair, he's a fraud. He's a fraud because he's got a house, he's got a car, that's his job on the weekends. He'll make $500 on a weekend or more just saying every bit helps. He's not saying he's broke, he's not saying he's handicapped, he's just in a wheelchair. And you make the assumption that he's broke.
Those guys are literally making more money than we are.
Absolutely.
And right now, I have no idea what I'm going to do. I'm actually literally filling out a job application for Taco Bell. And all I want now, I have manuscripts ready to go to press, and I can't even publish because I don't have the money. E-books. And it's terrible.
Ted, what are you seeing? Is this foreign, what Rick and I are talking about, is this foreign to what you're seeing, or are you seeing what we're seeing?
No, sir, not at all. It is not foreign. It is spot on. Telemarketing's robocalls, and it's my opinion that any particular person that has a great following, whether it's a radio show host or an author of a book, people like that are going to be targeted more often than not.
Ted,
you know, whether they're an artist or... Hmm?
Ted, you're a very bright guy. I've talked to you on air and off air, and I very highly respect your opinion. So I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind. Rick and I did two broadcasts about nonsense and gibberish because I wanted to know, are people paying attention? I really wanted to know. I don't think they do. I don't think people listen. I think when you talk to people, they're thinking about their next comment back to you while you're talking to them, and they're not paying attention, or they don't want to hear what you're saying. And in the case of giving people advice and counsel, and hey, here's something you can do to make things better for you so that won't happen again, whatever it is, they don't pay attention. They don't take your advice. They don't take your counsel. They're not interested. It's too hard. They're distracted by the latest shiny thing that crosses their visual path. Are you seeing that as well in your world? We've never met, Ted. Are you seeing that as well?
Almost on a daily basis, sir. I mean, you can actually notice and realize that they're not paying attention to what you're saying. They are fetching, looking for the next thing to say. And then even if it's a company meeting, if you will, the commenters and the mumblers are going to sit at the back of the room, and those that actually care are going to sit on the very front row to pay attention and receive the content. And the mumblers in the back of the room, they're distracted, and then they ask, oh, could you explain this? When the whole topic of the meeting was what they were just asking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That I believe, is happening at an ever-increasing rate. And there are people who have no business being in those meetings, but for some reason they're still there. Yes, they're sitting in the back, and they are disruptive, and they're wasting everybody's time. And people are polite with them rather than throwing them out.
Exactly. And I had one more question and comment to ask before we go.
Go ahead.
You've touched upon this subject a few times in the past, but I would really looking forward to a deeper episode where we can go in depth on how to opt out of the upcoming census.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I do, and it's painful. I'll just give you my answer right now. When I get the census form, I am treated to the deluxe version, the really long form with how many Mexicans, how many people speak English. I mean, 16 pages. And I always do the same thing. I put the number of people who live at that residence, at that location, on that day period. That's it. No more information. That's all I do. And then I get hounded. I get hounded with telephone calls, and then I say, well, send it to me. In case of the agricultural census, I don't fill it out. I don't fill it out at all. The enumeration census, the U.S. census, I fill out only with the number of people who live on our property at that date. That's all. And they hound me and threaten me, and I say, come get me. And then they drop it. But it takes months.
Okay, well, guess what? I had somebody hack my computer 4 years ago. My office manager, frightened, gave them a credit card before she asked me. I got it canceled, and yet after 4 years, those people call me every day for 4 years. Now, that is not telemarketing that's trying to extort money. That's harassment, because nobody would continue harassing and calling every day when they're not making money.
That's
now, I can see clearly through everything that's going on, and I am now seeing that I get literally 3 calls every night from 2:30 to 4 o'clock in the morning. Every night. For more than a year.
Rick, I've got a suggestion. I have an answering machine.
Oh, by the way, and CenturyLink has no way to block those numbers. Isn't that interesting?
Well, I'll tell you why. That's because the numbers are spoofed and they keep changing. What these people do is they get disconnected numbers from businesses.
Well, how about a security code where it isn't even a phone number?
Rick, here's what I do. I have an answering machine, and I don't answer the phone very often. If I see it's a number that
I
recognize...
I know, but it still wakes you when the phone rings at 4 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, put the phone in another room and turn the ringer...
Because, now here's the other problem on that. How about if it's really an emergency and one of my friends or my family trying to call me? It's not right. But no longer are federal regulations that prohibit that no longer enforced.
Right. Ted, could you hold on? Do you have time to hold on?
Sure, I can wait.
Okay, all right, we'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Ted in Washington's with us. I wanted to make a comment. Ted, I know you're up on technology. I learned recently, day before yesterday, that what we suspected is absolutely true. Microsoft bought Skype, and they've absolutely destroyed it, in my opinion. And I learned that they're listening into the phone calls, which I thought they were, but now they admit it. And I tried to dump Skype, and boy, I had a subscription, $2.99 per month, and I could, you know, call all over the United States and Canada, and I kept it as a backup, so that if I had a notebook computer, I could make calls with my notebook computer if I had access to the internet wherever I traveled. Well, it took me about an hour to find the exact hidden, really well hidden location to cancel my subscription, but I did, and I got a thank you from Skype.com saying my subscription has been successfully canceled. That's like one of the best emails I've gotten in a long time.
All right.
Ted, what are your thoughts about Skype and listening in?
My thoughts aren't positive. They are negative. I'm going to refrain from describing them in detail, but it reminds me of America Online. Couple decades ago, longer than that actually, from trying to cancel the subscription with them. They would give you additional CDs and freebies and other little carrots and lures. Reminds me of AOL.
Yep.
I was there when Mark Hume hired me to help PC Link change to AOL. I watched it all happen.
I dumped Facebook because of the spying, and then we have Amazon's Ring doorbell system, which Amazon is working with 200 clients of theirs, which are police departments, so they can spy on your neighborhood. So here's a comment, and I'd like each of your responses, if you don't mind. Rick, you go first when I make this statement. So you have a neighbor, a friend, and they've got Echo, or they've got Alexa, or they've got Siri, or they've got a Ring doorbell that is spying on you when you walk up to their house, you know, to have a cup of coffee. My opinion is I'm not going to those homes anymore. I'm not. They don't need to send me any invitations. I'm not going any to any parties, events, barbecues, cookouts. If they've got Alexa, Echo, smart devices, smart refrigerator, smart television, smart. If they've got that, I'm not going. Rick, your comments.
I agree.
They are no longer my friends. If they are so stupid as to have those devices, I don't want to be associated with them because they are letting their ignorance, their cavalier attitude about spying on me being in their presence, I am no longer friends with them and I don't want to be any longer.
It's too many selfies and me first.
Ted, your comments, please.
Right away, I wanted to blurt out agreed, but I wanted to respectfully wait my turn. I am of the same mindset. I have nothing to do with those people, and I even tell them why, and if they get offended, then I'm sorry. My beliefs are that strong. And then an alternative to Skype would be signal.org. That one would be very worthwhile to look into.
Ted, I know you're a busy guy and you have a profession. Do you think you'd have some time to come on the air with me some Friday, not this Friday, but maybe a Friday?
I absolutely welcome the invite, but I'm not sure if we could do a after-hour podcast and you can have a recording and play it back because my time during the day is very dynamic. It's challenging, but yes, it can be done.
I'll tell you what, if you have an opportunity on a Friday, either 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. Central Time for an hour, contact me. You've got my contact information. Please do that, and we'll do everything we can to make that happen. So here, I guess the point is we are being spied on by all these big companies, and they're working together with the government corporations to gain more and more and more and more data from us. And
well,
I am not willing to provide it.
Going on now.
Please repeat.
There are several different governments going on right now. Which one are we talking about? See,
well, I'm talking about all of them. I'm talking about all of them. I'm talking about the federal government corporation, the federal state, the states, the locals.
It's a bunch of different governments.
Well, I'm talking about all of them. All of these corporations posing as government that want and demand more information from us with muzzles of guns pointed at our head. And what I said was, I am not participating. I will comply with how many people live in our house on that date. Period. That's it. I'm not going to tell them how many Mexicans, how many Chinese, how many Indians, how many Italians, Germans, Irish, et cetera, live here. I'm not going to tell them how many cows,
well,
chickens, horses.
That's why Designated Survivor made a big issue about the white supremacists and why they're now rising, because they're going to be in the minority by 2024.
Ted, any quick final comments?
Not at this time. It's been a wonderful show, and thank you so much for having me on.
Ted in Washington, thank you so much for being with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, I really appreciate your insight. You're letting people know what's really happening on the ground. You always have.
I just got hacked this very moment on my computer. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I had to put a boot disk in to reboot.
Rick, I'll see you next week.
Thank you.
God willing, and the creek don't rise.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.